Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, I have Thursday on my mind. Weekdays, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts, both hours, 1360KHNC.com. Evenings, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 on 1360 AM radio out of Johnstown, Colorado. Hurricane Milton. This, in my view, once again, it appears to be another orchestrated weather warfare attack on the East Coast of America. There's no denying now, even those in mainstream media are having a very difficult time denying that the anomalies around these hurricanes is just undeniable. You can't deny, when you look at the facts honestly, that these are not natural occurrences. These are not natural. Helena and now Milton are just something about them that is cosmic. I'll use that word. Cosmic. Different. Christ said in Luke 21, the chapter that once again discusses the time of Christ's second coming. It states that in verse 25, Luke 21:25, there will be signs in the sun. We're just having another solar eclipse, the biggest they've ever recorded, and the moon and the stars, and upon the earth there will be distress, trouble and anguish. Trouble and anguish of the nations in bewilderment and perplexity, without resources, left wanting, embarrassed, in doubt, not knowing which way to turn, at the roaring and the echo of the tossing of the sea. Men swaying, swooning away, or expiring, dying with fear. And this means men and women. Dying with fear and dread and apprehension and expectation of the things that are coming on the world. For the very powers of the heavens will be shaken and caused to totter. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with great transcendent and overwhelming power and all his glory, majesty, and splendor. This is what is coming. The surges on the west coast of Florida as Milton heads east, and it's upon them right now. They say these swells will be 15 feet high. The roaring of the seas, the landmass fighting back, torrents of water. And these torrents destroying everything in its path. 15-foot surges. There was one newscaster I was listening to. He was almost in tears. He was fighting to hold back the tears. He said that he watched in 12 hours the barometer drop 10 millibars. And what I mean by that, I believe, if I remember correctly, what that means is there is a low, and that means even the winds, the oxygen from without the area, hundreds of miles out, begins to rush into that area. And It's a great sucking sound. 160-mile-an-hour winds. I believe that's what they had clocked. This was like a day ago. And a Category 5 hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico, not coming in from the Atlantic, 2,000 miles of ocean before it hits the U.S. This is in the Gulf. The biggest ever hurricane possibly that we've recorded or that we know about. And I was watching the weather pattern from above, satellite, and it shows the states along the border of the Gulf to the north, Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, and just above, you see the high pressure. There's a high pressure above those states up in the Midwest, forcing that hurricane to stay on track, not coming inland. If that pattern would allow that hurricane to move north, bumping the Louisiana, Georgia, Alabama, bumping those states, it would weaken it. But this high pressure is forcing it to stay in a trajectory straight east, not going north, not catching the coast, not diminishing the power of this hurricane. No, directly east, out to the Atlantic, not from the Atlantic west, but from the west east. Anomalies. And, watching, reading, listening to programs in the past about the HAARP project, not only in the United States, but the microwave capabilities of Russia and China, and heating the ionosphere. They are heaters heating the ionosphere. I'm going to hold right there. I'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Are you a homeschool parent or student seeking an honest education free from the monopolistic constraints of a government-run education system? Standards Plus History Academy, www.sphistory.com, is designed for homeschool families or even young adults seeking a deeper education, offering self-guided world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, JFK assassination curricula, and instructor-led online classes. That's www.sphistory.com or 931-494-0070.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio. Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
So as this hurricane is moving inland, it was a Category 5, I believe, yesterday, and it dropped to a Category 4. But now they're saying that it will once again increase to a Category 5. This was out of the DailyMail.com. We have to get a lot of our... We have to search for news from other countries. We get only what the CIA and the intelligence agencies want us to know in this country, like with the MSNBC, Bill Gates' channel, CNN, which was the old, what was his name? He's pretty much disappeared from view. He paid his billions of dollars and went to an underground facility. Ted Turner. Ted the coward Turner. So he did pay. He had to pop in a bunch of dues to be allowed to protect himself from what's to come, which is now happening. So tomorrow, Milton is supposed to make landfall. It's moving at 9 miles an hour east. 155 mile an hour winds. The mayor of Tampa Bay, he warned that if you don't evacuate, you are going to die. And they're suspecting, they're projecting the winds will probably hit 175 miles an hour. I don't want to get into the dialogue. I just want to give you what is being reported. The storm surge again, 15 feet. And I don't mean it's like one wave. No. This is like the ocean lifts 15 feet and moves inland. It's not like a wave. Like you go out and you surf. And one wave, you got that wave and you surf it into the shore. No. The ocean lifts 15 feet. The winds in the Gulf pushing the water and increasing it to lift. We don't live along the coast, so we don't grasp, understand what a surge is. And it can be a surge. It'll lift and come ashore and then begin to back up as it wants to go back out to sea. It's moving at 9 miles an hour, and it is sucking energy from the Gulf of Mexico's warm water. I wonder how it got so warm this year. It is a Category 5 presently, or it's going to be a Category 5 again. It's going to hit tomorrow, and it's the worst storm that has impacted Tampa in over 100 years. It's set to make landfall in the most vulnerable metro area in the United States. It could be catastrophic. Could be catastrophic? Why would they even phrase it that way? No, it is a catastrophe. Then, out of Hal Turner radio show, this is today, the gas stations are empty as millions plan to flee the hurricane. As many as 3.1 million people who live in and around Tampa are trying to evacuate, but there's no gasoline, no petrol. They can't fill their cars. They can't get out. They can't move. Is this just perchance? So they want to move north, but they can't. They don't have gasoline. And they're already on Interstate 75. There are people saying that there are vehicles on the shoulder, many out of gas or maybe broken down. They don't know why these cars are pulled over on the interstate. Well, we're going to talk about something, an anomaly that is a little bit strange. If I can find it. There were reports that for some reason, as Milton has been heading into Florida, for some odd reason, vehicles just stop running. They have gas. Gas is not the problem. Their fuel pump didn't go out. They just stop running. It's as if there's something in the air causing the car, and it's not water, you know, being the engines being doused with water. That's not it. The hurricane hasn't hit yet. It's a little rainy. It's a little wet. But they're just like an EMP. Boom, they stop running. What's this all about? Something in the air may be charged electrically, maybe extra microwave, maybe some type of man-made static electricity. People are driving, and all of a sudden, the car goes dead. People go in, get into the car to start, the battery's dead. Or the motor turns over, the vehicle doesn't start. I'm going to read out of Squawk, squawk.com. Nightmare on the highway. Stranded motorist warns. This storm is breaking cars down ahead of the hurricane. Milton's Fury as a hurricane moves closer to Florida. As a hurricane, Milton moving closer to Florida, we understand what that does, but something about this storm is causing cars to break down. An unsettling encounter fuels fears that Milton's destructive force may be pushing vehicles to their limits, leaving drivers vulnerable on the highways. According to the post on social media, one driver who was left helpless after the vehicle mysteriously would not start, giving a chilling warning by a roadside assistance worker that something about this storm is causing cars to break down. This is just one incident. This incident, shared by Twitter user Matt187, formerly known as Twitter on X, detailed the eerie conversation between the motorist and the mechanic. While attempting to diagnose the issue, the worker reportedly confessed that the recent influx of breakdowns was unlike anything he'd ever seen. Experts, you know, the scientists, take the scientific view. Experts, however, remain skeptical of any direct link between the Category 5 and the storm and vehicle breakdowns, attributing the mechanical failures to bad luck. The stranded motorist, they're questioning the storm's true power. Are they testing some new weapon? Like I mentioned yesterday, this technology, the prophets of Israel and Christ in the book of Revelation chapter 13 says there will be cosmic power. There will be technology with this type of unknown creating unknown conditions like hurricanes that can be steered, or tornadoes you can have five at a time. Why have one tornado destroy an area when you can have two, three, or four? Why have a tornado that is 50 yards wide when you can have a tornado that's a mile wide? This is what is presented in the Bible. Like I stated yesterday, when Russia and all of the company of armies with Russia moved to the Middle East into present-day Jordan, the United States is going to use weather warfare, NEXTRAD, this type of technology to create weather so severe with hailstones, a shaking of the earth, to destroy Russia and all the armies that are moving into the Middle East to attack Israel. For the Christian people, this was for you. Ezekiel 38 and 39. Ezekiel 38 is weather warfare or HAARP technology, satellite weapons, pulling energy into aircraft that have the ability to burn things through laser, like in California, Paradise Valley, or Paradise, or in Hawaii. I'm telling you this, and I documented it yesterday. I had to, for a year and a half, just sitting, watching, waiting. I want to document this because I know the criminal, the Christian people of the land stealing prophecies from people so they can build their ministries. The Lord warned me to document it. This is to October the 8th. This is Tuesday, October 8th. I talked about this on Sunday the 6th on the Olive Tree program, which is documented on 1360khnc.com. I talked about it yesterday, that the war, the Russian war, the great Russian war in Ezekiel 38 and 39 with Iran and the destruction of these nations is going to take place. It's going to be American weather warfare, weather technology, all types of laser technology. And this will be during a new Biden's going to be dead if he's not already. The new Obama administration. This war will be conducted as Russia comes. Israel won't have a chance. Obama will not allow Russia, Iran, Turkey, and the other nations involved to take over the Middle East. America will not allow these nations to rule the Middle East. And America, Obama, Barry Satoru will be president or ruler of America at that time. He will use this technology that was used in Helena and is now being used in Milton against Russia and those armies. I'm documenting it today, Tuesday, October 8th, 2024, on the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. You can think you're crazy. We'll wait and see. We'll wait and see. What the Bible says always comes to pass. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force. Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Hey! Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Denny and Jennifer McDaniels, a husband and wife team, are a great resource for all of your cartridge reloading needs. At Duck Creek Sporting Goods, you can find the best brass and bullets at the best prices. They offer current, discontinued, and hard-to-find brass, bullets, and die sets, plus much, much more. Check us out at DuckCreekSportingGoods.com for all of your cartridge reloading needs. DuckCreekSportingGoods.com.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Fall is a great time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering pear tree for $269.50 and get another tree for 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for $270.
Come you see! 525 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
There's something in the air. Yeah, Milton. Milton is a something in the air. The United States, in my view, is making a statement to the nations of the world that if you, and I have to go to the one main threat to the United States of America, the BRICS nations, 9 nations now, 10 nations, it expanded from 5 to 10, but they still say the BRICS 5, which is additional multipolar, many other nations, and a new international world order replacing the old world order of the West. The main strategy is to destroy the petrodollar, the our bonds, the dollar, the U.S. dollar. This strategy by Vladimir Putin and the other nations involved in BRICS and the additional nations and the nations that will continually be added, Operation Sandman, all the nations refusing or making the decision to de-dollarize, this is a threat to empire. This is the biggest threat to the United States. It's not nuclear weapons. Has nothing to do with nuclear weapons. You destroy America's dollar, you destroy the hold of America economically over the nations of the world. This is the big threat. Vladimir Putin made it clear at the end of last year. The strategy for Russia and these nations this year is all-out war against the United States. Operation Sandman, all of these nations dumping the U.S. dollar. Japan dumped it, and they are paying a high price. These nations are witnessing. The American people are blind. They will be blind. There's no hope for them. They will never understand, for the most part, till it's too late. Till they're going to lose everything. Well, it'll be too late. When they're forced to take the mark of the beast, it will be too late. With these nations, Operation Sandman, destroying the dollar, the United States is using weather warfare. You can trigger earthquakes in Iran, and the people there just think it's a natural earthquake when it could be actually triggered by HARP, by microwave, exciting the plates, causing the plates to slip, creating an earthquake. Tsunami in Japan, another tsunami. These typhoons in Asia. And in this country, going all the way back to Katrina, they were learning. This government and all of the agencies involved in this type of technology, they're no longer experimenting. They're adding new technologies to each attack. The mega snowstorm that hit Texas 2 years ago. This was not natural. But that's okay. For the people that don't understand or even want to believe what I'm saying, that's okay. You can believe what you want to believe. But the science and the technology that is available to those that watch weather, who have access to which we all have access to, satellite, through the infrared and the different spectrums from the satellites above, looking at weather patterns, hot, cold, flows of moisture, flows of wind, being able to take the jet stream and push it using microwave, taking it from 30, 40, 50,000 feet and pushing it down and using it like a fire hose on the mountains, which they did west of Fort Collins, Colorado, over the peaks. They took the jet stream, using pressure from above, pushing that stream down, and like a blowtorch, flattening millions of trees. It's in the Bible. What is in the Bible, it's hidden. And it was hidden for this time, for our time. And the individuals in the agencies in this government, Russia can do it. China has the ability. The only problem is with Russia and China, they don't have a bottomless bank account. America does. We have all the resources. We have the money, financing. We have the education. We create the high tech. Ronald Reagan put Star Wars up in space, and it was a great success. And many to this very day deny that it was a success. They don't deny it. Part of the campaign to confuse the people, and I'm going to be back, to believing that it was a failure. And that was another program. Deceive the people. Make them believe that Star Wars was a failure.
Mike Morris from Warriors Revolution. What's your experience been like advertising on KHNC?
Yeah, it's been great. One of the best decisions I ever made, I think. So, you know, and yeah, I was happy to do it. It's been great. The listeners here, I'm telling you, I've done ads all over the place. The one thing that I can always count on is these listeners. They are some of the most supportive people I've ever met. They're great. They come in. They're repeat customers. I love doing business here, and I love the audience here.
Call 970-587-5003.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Need pain relief? Gresca's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Weekdays from 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. First hour airs on 1360 AM radio in Johnstown, Colorado, between 6 and 7, Monday through Friday. And podcasts on 1360KHNC.com for both hours. On AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the first hour is also archived on the podcast section. Christ said there would be things that would be puzzling, things happening, things that would cause people to be bewildered. It's like after having an accident, and for a few minutes you're kind of trying to grasp everything that's occurring, and it takes a little bit to try to piece everything together. Having a bicycle wreck, that takes you 30, 40 seconds to recover. When I was a kid, we'd have these not real bad wrecks, but keep us pretty shaken for about a minute until I'm riding the handlebars of a friend and he wrecks and I want to get up and pound him, and I'm in so much pain that I can't. And he starts laughing, and I told him, I said, if I could reach you, I would pound you right now. And then the pain would set in. This is what's happening. We are sending a message to the people of this country, the wicked, the people who rule this country, that rule the Defense Department, that are oversee all of the agencies in this country that are involved in manipulating weather. NCAR in Boulder, Colorado, NOAA in Boulder, Colorado, the new Google system in Boulder, Colorado, the computer banks at CSU, which have mapped all of the weather patterns over this country via satellite, great petabyte systems, which they had to move into Wyoming west of Cheyenne. This is nothing new. This is not hidden. It's not secret. They know about it. The people that work at NCAR and NOAA in Boulder, they know what they do. They have access. They have their own satellites provided courtesy of the U.S. Department of Defense, tied into Colorado Springs to the Space Center, and out into, I think, where's the other one? Out in Georgia or Kentucky? I forget. Out there somewhere. But this technology exists, and for those that deny it, it's okay. You can deny it all you want. Just a little red button, don't push it. Just don't push that red button on the dash. Whatever you do, don't push it. And that little red button is tied into your brain, into your head. If you push that little red button, all of a sudden the lights are going to go on and you're going to see clearly what you didn't see a second earlier. Yes, America is in the Bible. It is a great harlot. It is a great, great kingdom, an end of the day, end of the world, Babylon the Great. And the leader, the final years, the final 8 years of the existence of this great Babylon the Great, the commander-in-chief will be Barack Obama. And this technology is all in his hand. And right now in this presidential, if you want to call it season, I don't say it's a race, it's just going to be a shift of power. When the shift once the shift takes place, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris will be on the outside. The shift, when it is finished, when it is done, the last man standing is going to be Barry Satoru. His Christian name, Barack Obama. His Muslim name. And then people will begin to, they've pushed the little red button. And once those who don't want to believe and cannot believe what's in front of them, if they should push that little red button that ties right into their brain, then like it said in chapter 21, 25, men's hearts, because of the terror, the horror, the fear, the anxiety, the pressure, to all of a sudden wake up to having been deceived for so many years, your whole lifetime, and all of a sudden in a second you wake up and you see that everything that you did not believe that people had told you is the truth. There were conspiracies. There were powers that have taken over America, the government and the agencies, 100 years ago. It did happen. The terror, the horror, the shock, it's going to creep you out. It's going to, you will be bewildered. And hopefully your heart is strong enough and your mind is strong enough to accept it and get a grip and realize it's a whole new world. Remember that old, it's a new world? Or what was that book? A Brave New World. You're going to see the brave new world is upon you. It's upon the world. The brave new world. A satanic, devil-worshipping world. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Well, it's that time of year again, the Medicare annual enrollment period, October 15th through December 7th. It's the time where you can make changes to your Medicare Advantage plan or standalone prescription drug plan. This is Medicare Dan, Medicare specialist in Northern Colorado. Let's review what you currently have and see if there's a better plan available, all at no cost to you. Give me a call today, 970-612-8717, and check out my website, danthemedicareman.com.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm.
You know, some of the people that are deniers, one day are going to push the button, the little red button on the dash, because they're going to want to know the truth, and the truth's going to hit them like a 15-foot surge that's hitting Florida right now. I have a cousin that used to work for Pat Bowlen, owner of the Broncos, and Bowlen had this Mercedes, really top, and the Cousin took it out to detail it, and he went out by Pena Boulevard. They had a big strip out there, and Pat told him, whatever you do, don't push that red button on the dash. Don't push it. So he decided to take it out, and there's a nice big strip that no vehicles. He said, I wanted to see what that red button was about. He said, so I decided to just take it down, take the Mercedes down the road a quarter of a mile to see what it would do. He figured if I get that red button, I can probably take it up to, I don't know. So he said, I pushed the red button and I gunned it. He said, in about a tenth of a second, that car did a 360-degree flip. It just spun. He got his foot off the gas, hit the brake, pushed the red button back to where it was supposed to be, and took it home and parked it. For the people that are deniers about America having the ability to create these weather systems, to create earthquakes, to trigger volcanoes, to bring fire from the sky, laser, hotter than the sun, don't hit that red button, because it's tied into your brain. And the minute you push that button and God opens your eyes, and if you really want to know the truth, don't ask the Lord Jesus. Don't say, dear Lord Jesus, show me the truth. Show me what is the truth. I really do want to know the truth. Don't do it. Do not ask the Lord to show you what the truth is. Don't ask him, because he is real. He is alive, and he will answer your prayer. If you want to know the truth, don't ask him unless you really mean it. Because when you ask the Lord Jesus, who is God himself, if you ask Yeshua, I want to know the truth. I don't want to be deceived. I want to know the truth. He will reveal the truth to you, and he will keep you as your eyes are opened, so that you do not have a psychological panic attack or meltdown, that you are not creeped out, but that you see everything you need to see, so that for the first time in your life, you will have the balance psychologically and the truth that you need to go forward in life. I'm done with the first hour. Join me tomorrow for those that are dropping off. Join me tomorrow at 11 a.m. For those that are staying put, I'll see you in about 6 minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks,